Today I'm going to interrupt my teachings on the book of Revelation in order to bring this lesson that I am impressed of the Spirit to present. My prayer list is long, but so is the arm of God. The arm of God is not short. He will either heal you or let you know that His grace is sufficient. If it be His will and His purpose, He will heal you. But if not, He will sustain you during your affliction. Scoot up your chair. Miracles happen every day. God reveals His power through His miracles. So if you don't get the miracle that you've been asking for, is it because you don't have the faith or the prayer life to obtain these miracles? Let me read some words to you that was inspired by the Holy Ghost and written by John. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, John wrote these words, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him." The Holy Spirit wants us to know that when we ask anything according to the will of God, we know He will hear us. We know that we have the petition which we desire of Him. And the reason is, we are praying in His will. You remember in the book of Luke chapter 22, it was the night before the crucifixion. Jesus knew what was coming, and He went to the garden to pray. More than one time He says, "Father, if You be willing, remove this cup from Me. Nevertheless, not My will, but Yours be done." We should always pray in the name of Jesus and in the will of God. When we ask for things, we should always include, "if it be Your will." I know there's a lot of people that would say, "You don't have to pray that way when you're praying for healing, because it is God's will to heal you." Really? Is it God's will to heal everybody? Did Jesus heal everybody when He was walking upon this earth? Was there anyone that He just passed up and didn't heal? Of course, there were many people that Jesus didn't heal. He passed up a whole multitude of blind, crippled, and lame people, walked away from them, and didn't heal them. You'll find that story in the 5th chapter of the book of John. I have discovered that true faith can produce different results. By faith, some are healed, and by faith, others endure the afflictions. For instance, Peter and James were both imprisoned by Herod. James was executed, while Peter was miraculously delivered. In fact, the angels delivered Peter more than one time. Does the Bible tell us that Peter had more faith than James? Was Peter's prayer life more fervent than James? Of course not. God is sovereign in His purposes. He doesn't always tell us why. He does what He does because He is sovereign. We are living in an age that is enticed by the teachings that health, wealth, and prosperity are God's purpose for every child of the King. They say, "If you like these things, it is because you like faith." But that is not according to the Word of God. It's not true that if you trust God, you will recover from every illness. It is not true that if you trust God, your business will flourish. It is not true that if you love God, all people will love you. It was not true in the Old Testament. It was not true in the New Testament. And it's not true today. Do you recall the story of Lazarus? The one in Luke chapter 16. He was a child of God, yet he was poor, sick, disabled. The Bible described him as a beggar. He lay at the rich man's gate, hoping to survive on the handouts of a rich man. And when he died, the angels carried him to the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man, who lived sumptuously every day, he died and went to hell. And from hell, he could see Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And he says, "Father Abraham, let Lazarus stick his finger in some water and cool my parching tongue." But Abraham replied, "Son," I like that. He was the son of Abraham. Abraham referred to him as son. He said, "Son, remember that you in your lifetime received good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. Now he is comforted, and you or tormented." Can you imagine that? Abraham told the rich man that Lazarus in his lifetime had received evil things. Yet when he died, he was carried by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. Friend, being poor, being sick, being an outcast, is not the worst thing in the world, as the rich man could attest. Lazarus may not have had everything he on this earth. He may not have enjoyed the comforts of the fineries of the rich. But in that world after death, that world that we're looking for, he was comforted. While the rich man was storing up treasures here on this earth, Lazarus was storing up treasures in heavens, which can never be corrupted. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Let us have our treasures in heaven. Let our hearts be citizens of heaven. Let us not lay up treasures down here that can be corrupted or stolen. Let us lay up treasures in heaven.